Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Happy New Year, everybody. 2006 is here. Ready or not? Hope you're ready for it. I hope I am, too. I think I'm ready for 2006. I want to talk about some of my predictions for 2006. You know, I've been doing this now for, I guess maybe the fifth year or so that I've done predictions for 2006. And you can take them as you find them. You can believe them or not. And I haven't been perfect every year, but I've been better than 50-50. In fact, I've been more like I've been pretty close to batting 750 every year. So you can take that information and use these predictions as you will. Prediction. Here's my first prediction for 2006. The U.S. economy will grow at over 4%. Many economists, as you've read, for example, Kiplinger's organization, predict that gross domestic product will grow closer to 3% in 2006, 3 to 3.5. But I'm convinced that the U.S. economy possesses a momentum that's still underestimated. I believe when you look at the economy, when you look at what we've come through this last year, and you realize that the economy is still going to grow at almost 4% for this year. Unless we have, you know, more natural disasters, unless a hurricane takes out or a tsunami takes out Los Angeles or something like that, something unforeseen, I think the economy still has a lot of momentum in it. And now I'm not saying that I think 4% is a good number. I mean, obviously it's hard to say that that's not good, but, you know, in this day and time, 4% can be a little robust. And it probably wouldn't be a bad thing if the economy grew at, say, 3.5%. It would ease up. That would mean that inflation was easing up a little bit. That would mean that we were just operating at a nice, healthy clip. Nothing too dramatic. And so I actually think that 3.5 would be better for us than 4. But I still believe that the economy will grow at 4%. And a lot of that will have to do with what the Fed does, and which I'll talk about in just a minute. Next prediction. Unemployment in the United States will be below 5% by year end. Now, as you may know, it's just at or just above 5% right now. And the economy is expanding. Businesses are integrating the last of the workers who needed to upgrade their 20th century skills to meet the requirements of a 21st century marketplace. Now, if you remember, over the last 5 years, I'll say it that way, economists have come to believe that 5% unemployment is pretty close to full employment. Meaning once you get to that level, to that stage, you pretty much have employed all the people who really want to be employed. Now, if you're unemployed and you want a job, you know, that's cold comfort. I know that. But the thing is that I believe the economy will be below, the unemployment will be below 5%, because if the economy is growing, as I think it will, we're going to be hiring more people. And some of you may remember back in 2001 and 2 and 3 when unemployment was much higher, or maybe as much as, what was it, a little over 6% at one point, I think. If you remember back then, I pointed out that one of the reasons for that is because you had a lot of people in the United States who still had those 20th century skills, but there were no jobs for what they knew how to do. There was a lot of reorganization of the workforce, a lot of reordering, I should say, of the U.S. workforce, and people had to go back and be trained. Two things actually happened. Number one, people were retrained themselves and made themselves more attractive to employers. And number two, they started small businesses. Those are two things, I believe, that have contributed significantly to getting our unemployment down, because one of the things that we know is that if you want to work in America today and you have any skills at all, you can find a job. One of the things that the small businesses tell me and other surveyors is that one of the most important things, or the most important challenges that they have, is finding the right people, not just a human being, not just somebody to fog a mirror, but finding the right people. And so they're looking for good people, people who are trained, people who want to work. And so anyway, I think that we're going to see a good employment year in 2005. Another thing to go along with this: by now, most companies have found most of the efficiencies that they're going to get from technology. I'm not saying there's not some left to be found, because clearly there is. But my point is, a lot of people lost their jobs in the last 20 years because, not because they didn't do their job, but because technology was coming online. You may remember me talking about a paper mill manufacturer, a manager, I should say, who told me that the plant he built that day, that year I talked to him, which was only a couple of years ago, employed half as many people as the same plant that he built 10 years before. Technology had cut that workforce from 800 to 400. Nobody lost their jobs. In fact, 400 new people got a job. There were 400 new jobs created. There just weren't 800 new jobs created. So technology has created a lot of efficiency, which has created a lot of productivity in this country, which is one of the reasons why this economy is doing so well. And so I believe that even though there are more efficiencies waiting to be found through technology, I do believe that most of it has been wrung out, and people are going to be hired in great numbers. In fact, some people predict 2 million new jobs in 2006, and I agree with that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
It'll take time, I know it.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. I think it will benefit you in 2006 if you did check out my website. It's free, by the way. Everything there is free except the books, which we will charge you for, because that's what we do. It's a product that we sell. And I know that you expect to do that. So check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog, which will come to you Monday through Friday if you want it to. Or you can just go get it whenever you want to. You can go look at it whenever you want to from the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. The newsletter comes to you on Sunday in the afternoon, and it'll get you ready for the week ahead. Those of you who are subscribers to my newsletter know that these predictions I'm talking about right now, we're in that newsletter this week, and so you're probably following along with me, aren't you? Here's another prediction. The Fed will not raise the Fed funds rate past 5%. Now, let me remind you what the Fed fund rate is. This is important. The Fed funds rate is the rate that the Fed charges banks for overnight deposits. And so that's what they charge their member banks. So at the Fed funds rate, which is now at 4.25%, that means the prime rate, which is the rate banks charge their best customers, the lowest risk, their low risk customers, is 3% more than that, 7.25%. Well, you and I, small business owners, are typically not in that category of receiving prime. Not that there aren't small business owners out there getting prime, but most small business owners live in the world of prime plus. You've heard me say that 1,000 times. We live in the world of prime plus. That means prime plus one, prime plus two, prime plus two and a half, prime plus three, four, five, and the dreaded prime plus six. I know it sounds expensive, and it is. But the Fed has got three more raises this year, three more quarter point raises to get to 5 points for the Fed funds rate. And I believe they won't go past 5% because all they're trying to do is get a little bit above inflation. See, for a long time, the Fed, the interest rate, short-term interest rates was below inflation rate. Now it's just above it. And I think all they want to do, that's one of the things they're looking at, I think, is to have it just be a little bit ahead of inflation, which it would be. And the reason I think they won't go beyond 5 is because I think that, you know, there's some people, in fact, if you remember Gary Schilling on this show last week predicted a chance of a recession in 2006. Now, Gary's a bear. He's a serious bear. And he's one of these guys that sees the glass half empty a lot. but we love him anyway. But anyway, very smart guy, a lot smarter than me, I'll tell you that. But some people are seeing the opportunity for the Fed to push us into a dangerous situation with their monetary policy. And so beyond 5% Fed funds rate pushes the economy into a serious chance of a slowdown, a more of an abrupt stop than they really want. All they want to do is just kind of cool things off a little bit. So that's the reason why I say no more than 5% on the Fed funds rate, because neither the new chairman, Ben Bernanke, the new Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, nor the world needs a Fed-induced U.S. recession right now. And that's absolutely the truth. So here's my next prediction. China will improve its standing in the global marketplace. Russia will not. And the West doesn't like the behavior of either of these repressive regimes. No question about it. But China has become a global economic contributor, and Russia has not. If you look at those two countries, if you wonder which one has the most promise, I think it's China. Because the Chinese are industrious people. They're entrepreneurial people. They like to work. They have a working culture. Now, if you understand that both governments are communist, basically communist governments. They're both totalitarian governments. And even though there have been some loosening of that, there has been some loosening of the totalitarian aspects. Basically, still, the rulers rule with an iron hand, an iron fist. And so, but if you look at what's happening, capitalism is emerging in China and doing well. The China's growth rate is an astounding 9% and has been for the last several years. Of course, it came from nothing 20 years ago, so it has a long way to catch up. It's still not one of the top five or six economies in the country. Maybe barely in the top 10 in the world, I should say. But Russia is still languishing. Russia is the capitalism thing is not happening, and a lot of people are concerned about the mafia, the Russian mafia, who seem to have a lot of control in Russia. So I believe that in 2006, Russia's image in the world will not improve, but I think China's will, because where there is capitalism, there is liberty and democracy waiting to happen. I think that'll happen in China one day. It'll be a long time though. 29 after. I got more predictions to come. I'm going to do those the rest of the week. A few more tomorrow, and if I have any extra ones, I'll do some the next day. And we'll talk about those a little bit later on. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Karen Cortell Reisman, and she's going to help us do a better job of selling. Happy New Year, everybody. You're not sitting there alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.